Good morning. Today is Friday, May the 19th. Joining us this morning from the city of Arcata. Actually, you know, when the CHP guys are here, I call it the swamp office. Right? Okay. You really are from the swamp, aren't you? Environmental services for the city of Arcata. Julie Neander. Good morning, lady.
Good morning, and how are you?
Swamp thing would probably not be an endearing phrase. Nomenclature, would it?
Well, I don't know. I prefer marsh or wetland.
Okay. See, I would embrace swamp thing. I think that'd be so cool. This morning, we're not going to talk about that part. We're going to talk about the recreation programs that are available throughout the year, but also during summertime in Arcata. Our quote this morning, let's see if we can find... Let's see. Now, this... Did you ever, when you had to go through school, did you have to do existentialism?
I don't think so.
I read one book. Had to. Waiting for Godot. Oh, and I even made the mistake of seeing it in a play.
And what'd you think?
Well, I've read one existential, and it was required. So there's a pretty good clue there. So we're not going to do Beckett. Forget him. Our quote this morning comes from Michelangelo.
Okay.
I know him. Quote, my soul can find no staircase to heaven unless it can be through earth's loveliness. That's kind of cool. I like that one.
I like that one, too.
Much better than existential. So you guys have got a Parks and Rec program, huh? Amazing.
We do. It is amazing. I think it's a fabulous program. We have a lot of different opportunities.
I would think that in most community school college towns, whether it's community colleges or 4 years or colleges, or that Parks and Rec programs are routinely one of the most vibrant things in the community, because you got young people like running around, you got young people with young kids running around. I mean, it's like the perfect mix for what you need. Is that a fair concept? Is that the way it is?
Well, I can only speak for Arcata, but I would say yes, for Arcata. I feel like it is very vibrant. We have a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different people. So for our summer programs, just to kind of take a play off of Michelangelo's quote, we do have some arts programs that are there.
And sculpting with rock?
No, not yet. But we have theater. We have a theater camp. We've got dance camp, and then we have started this year some family ceramics programs that are year round, and I know another one of those will be starting up in July.
So, as you design the various programs, how do you determine? Well, that's not fair because you've only got 20 seconds. Are they all filled up?
Many of them are.
Ah, okay, good. Nice short answer.
But that's why I'm speaking about the ones that are still open.
And we'll do that when we come back. KINS. No, smooth segue, huh? To the break, yeah. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Julie.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Julie Neander from the city of Arcata. Julie, how do you determine what classes you're going to do, where you're going to do them, what times? I'm sure that there's some kind of a historical trending with it, but how do you know? Okay, we want to put this one at this location or one at that location. That kind of stuff. Is it a convenience thing or is it a capacity?
It's probably a combination of both, though. A lot of our programs have been going on for a long time. They're so popular that we have continued them. So, for example, our summer camp programs, we have a number of programs up at Redwood Park. We have two buildings there, the lodge and the lounge, and those are pretty packed to capacity all summer long with different programs and camps for kids. We also have the community center where we also do camps and programs, and then the Arcata Marsh, the Marsh Interpretive Center. We run our marsh camps out of there. So those are the locations, and we also have skate camp at our skate park.
That would make sense. Would tennis at the tennis courts?
Absolutely.
You guys are experienced, aren't you?
We are.
How much is the physical component incorporated into the offerings? You mentioned the marsh. Okay. Obviously, that's going to be more of an outdoorsy, moving around opportunity. Mm-hmm. Whether or not the kids go out of the building or not is probably more based on what the program is or what the instructor's in level of interest. But do you try to always have a physical component so that they can get outside, the kids can get
yes.
outside and do and move
yes.
and that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. So the programs are a little bit of a mix-up where they are outside, they are moving, they're either playing games or, you know, taking a hike or a walk, learning that way. But there's also indoor time as well, so giving a little bit of balance.
Sleep time?
It depends. I think there is quiet time
guys?
For the younger kids, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the Office of County Office of Ed has got their program. Oh, boy, I just lost it. Do you remember what it is?
No, I can't remember.
Where they
that
go
one.
Out and they get stamps, they get passbooks, eco.
Yes, and we have that. We have a patch for the forest, and we also have a patch for the marsh.
Is that enveloped into what you guys make available during the summertime, or is that a kind of a standalone program?
Well, that's
for kids?
Available year-round, so it's really for children and their families, and they can go and get all four of those patches.
From Arcata?
Well, there's two that we have. We have the forest.
Don't they have like about
30?
And
we have the marsh. You know, I'd have to go back and look. I really couldn't tell you all of them. I know ours.
Yeah, I figured you did. What is the weirdest class? Or the one that gets the biggest surprise when folks are looking at the various offerings?
You know, I think that's really a matter of personal opinion. So
well,
I'm
that's
not
why
gonna...
I'm asking you instead of me telling them what I think. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could answer that one. I really want to leave that up to the individual.
Oh. You don't get too close to the edge, do you? Oh, my. With the fact that you do have the interpretive center,
mm-hmm.
does that open up some doors that most programs, most communities aren't available to be able to offer?
Well, it definitely gives us this opportunity to explore the marsh and the coast. In fact, we actually wrote and were successfully granted a grant this year to actually bring more camps from other parts of our county to the marsh so that they can explore the coast. So we were given some money for a little bit extra staffing and also funding to help with transportation to get those camps, so those campers that don't live close to the marsh, down there so that they can experience it.
What's the most exciting thing for the kids? I'll do it that way. Around the marsh. I mean, is it the ducks? Is it the frogs? Is it... What is it that they get the most excitement about?
I think it's getting into the mud or seeing the critters. Like, we will do water samples from different parts of the marsh, and then we put it under a large scope, and you see all these little funny things wriggling around that look like mini monsters, and I think that there's a lot of enjoyment for that. We also can collect owl pellets and dissect them, and what you'll see is the bones of, you know, the little critters that they've eaten. They kind of eat them, and then they form these pellets and regurgitate them out, so it's kind of a mix of fur and bones, and that's kind of intriguing for some kids.
Not to be confused with wood pellets that go in the stove?
Correct, not to be confused.
Yes, we want to be sure that, yeah.
Yeah, another one, which is our family ceramics class. I think that a lot of, you know, playing with clay is really a fun thing. So there's that, and I think for other kids, movement and dance, kind of learning just balance, coordination.
How to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a challenge course also. I think that's a really exciting program that we do, and that's actually year-round, so people, it's a really group experience, and you learn kind of how to do cooperative activities, and it's a lot of trust building and coordination between people. So that
that's the one where you fall over backwards and somebody catches you, hopefully.
Well, it's similar.
I always have the question mark there. Just you know, you still got to have some trust instead of certainty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The concept of family classes.
Mm-hmm.
Are those offered on the weekends? Are they shorter? Are they during times when moms and dads are available after work?
Yeah, I mean, family ceramics is in the evening. Yep.
Is that a trend? Is that something that you are looking to do more of?
Yeah, I think so. We offered this class and started it this year, and it's quite popular and fills pretty quickly. So I think we'll look at whether or not we can expand on that.
I would think that could be, you know, explore Arcata's parks. As a family. I mean, just
absolutely.
Simple, easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't need a bunch of stuff to make it happen other than time and interest.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Environmental Services Deputy Director, but really she's the gal in charge of the Recreation Department. That sounds better, huh?
Well, it's certainly fun.
Yeah. Julie Neander. Talk Shop is presented by Redec and by CDH Painting. Julie, the concept of the family opportunities, just, I don't know, I guess I kind of anchor on that a little bit because I would think it's less costly and it's more engaging. Politically, it certainly is better for you guys when you're doing battle for budget or when there is budget. A lot of neat ideas come from that kind of stuff. Is there going to be an interest in doing more of those types of programs to try to develop the family all year round, not just during summertime, but to build that in lieu of a brand new park or some of those things that have got such hard costs associated with it?
Well, we're always looking at new programming potential. A couple things we have going on. So this summer, Plays in the Park is happening, which is certainly a family event. In fact, auditions for those plays are happening this weekend at Redwood Lounge up in Redwood Park, both Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. And the two plays in the park are going to be Love's Labor's Lost and also the family show, which is Merlin. And North Coast Rep is, you could call them for more information. And Evan Needham, 599-5090 would be the person you'd call for Love's Labor's Lost for those additions. But we also have a Bayside Park, and we have community garden plots there, as well as farm shares. And when you buy a farm share, you get vegetables every week, June through November. And you can also come to the park, which is also the farm, you know, with your kids, pick up the food. You can volunteer on Fridays there. So that's another family activity that a lot of people maybe don't know about or think about. And then we have drop-in activities year-round at the community center. So it ranges from drop-in volleyball, badminton, ping pong, basketball, hula, song circles. So those are some other family programs. We also have a play center, which is Monday through Wednesday mornings. And that's certainly for young children. It's part of a First Five program, but young children and their families. So We do have some programming that is year-round, and yet we're always looking for opportunities to do more, and I think it's why we try to put a lot of energy into our parks and our trails, because that's something families can get out and do together, either go to the park and play or go for a walk on one of our trails. So,
do you have, not, I guess if you're in the woods, it's an interpretive walk, but one for the city that would either have historical or cultural, and you just, you know, either one around the plaza, and it kind of, it's the self-guided thing where it says, okay, this building was originally da-da-da, here's the picture, where you're standing here now, this was the view in 1890,
right.
You know, and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's not really a recreation program, but it's kind of a recreation program.
We do have some walks in the city, and information on the different ones that we have in the brochures we have, you can get at our rec department. And we also have interpretive signs around at the marsh, and we also have been, we'll be putting a couple on our new trail that have to do with railroad history, and kind of looking at some sites that used to be former mill sites, so there'll be some interpretive signs on that trail. We're also putting one on kind of Bayside Road overlooking the community center and the sports complex that really acknowledges the Wiat history. So we are trying to put some of those signs around so that they're there just for anyone going by, both certainly our community members, but also visitors to the city as well. So we do have that, always looking for more opportunities to be able to improve on that.
Yeah, I would think that could really be intriguing.
Yes, absolutely.
Particularly if the community starts to become aware of the history.
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Of, well, yeah, and the one that always lights me up is they talk about the south part of the bay being, or Humble Bay being pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? Have you looked? Do you, those pieces of wood that are out in the middle of the water, those aren't old trees. Or we take a snapshot today and go, well, this is stasis. This is what our reference point is. Well, no, that was the old boatyard. Mm-hmm. And they built ships there in World War II. What?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they did the clipper ships. And this is where the rail line was. And this is where the mills, that kind of stuff. Is that part of the function of that department for Arcadia, is to keep history not only alive, but accurate and alive?
Well, I think we always try for accuracy in anything we do. And I think history is very important. It gives us a lot of information in terms of how we got to where we are. And certainly working with the Historical Society, that's how we developed a couple of those signs. And I think we would look at other opportunities. I'm not as up on it, I think, as other people, but certainly new apps where you've got your cell phone and you can just tap on that and get information as well, and walks through apps as opposed to, you know, brochures, but putting stuff more
expensive?
Online.
I've had a couple guys look at that with some of the different nonprofits I'm working with, and it's possible. How much do you want to spend?
Well, I don't know. And maybe this is something where we could do a collaboration with HSU and students could help us develop some of those. I don't know. But there's always opportunities and things to look for.
Lean on the kids. Yes, this is recreation. Sitting at your computer. Kay, I think I've got it. I know a couple of young people that define recreation as in front of their computer.
Well, we try to offer the other kind.
Good deal. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Julie Neander from the city of Arcata. Julie, if folks want to get involved, not involved like enrolling their kids, but involved in, maybe they have a passion for a particular thing and they want to share their passion, or, hey, have you ever thought about and have ideas? Are there avenues for that engagement also from the community?
Absolutely. I feel like we have Greenview Park renovation that's about to take place this summer, and that's really because the community got involved and really wanted to have it happen. Dan Bixler in particular, and they did fundraising where they raised about $100,000 to help us upgrade that park. So we're very responsive when we have community members come and talk to us about things that they'd like to do, and we really look at how we can make that happen. We also try to encourage that in our young people. One of our summer programs is called a Leader in Training Program. And it's where youth ages 13 to 17 can actually come and participate in leading, you know, working with our camp directors to lead the different camps we have for the summer. And so that really teaches our young people a lot of leadership skills. It gives them job training experience. They also can get community service hours for it. And they can also have a lot of fun while they're doing it.
So it works for their school.
I hope so.
Aspect as yeah. well as for putting... putting together a skill set that will come in handy down the road for them.
Yeah, I want to make sure that anybody who's interested in any of the things we've talked about today, they could call the City of Arcata's Recreation Department at 822-7091. And also you could just go on the website, City of Arcata, and type in City of Arcata Recreation, and you can find more information on any of the programs that we've talked about. We also have brochures kind of distributed throughout the community as well.
Things to do in Arcata.
Absolutely. There's
away
a lot.
Away from the plaza.
Well,
which
just
is okay.
And a lot, and also away from the television community. And away from maybe that computer or...
Do you put a moratorium on cell phones? Or the notepads or any of that kind of stuff when the kids are doing their classroom, or do you guys integrate that stuff?
I don't think a lot of our kids come with... A lot of our kids are pretty young, and I don't think they come with their cell phones or
so
notepads
or whatever.
So they're
still kids.
Yes, we're really encouraging play and cooperative play and then just really experiencing and exploring the world.
Do they have crayons, too?
We absolutely still have crayons.
All right. I've got a couple things at least I can relate to with them. I mean, technology stuff is great. But, you know, somehow getting out and getting your fingernails dirty has got to count for something in there as well.
Absolutely.
Sign-ups and registration, all that? Is that the time of the year for that?
Absolutely. It's the time of the year. A lot of our programs have filled up, so really want to encourage people to think about that and give us a call, find out what's still available.
So Karen probably should have had you come in last month instead of this month.
Well,
timing.
We never know how quickly things will fill up. So this was a good year, and we're lucky.
I see a team player. Okay.
Those are the best kind.
See everybody on Monday.